At this time of year, many people turn their gaze back to their immigrant Celtic homelands. In fact, the 5 weeks between March and early April can really be called the time of the Celts, with Wales celebrating St. David on March the 1st, Cornwall celebrating St. Piran on March the 5th, Ireland celebrating St. Patrick on March the 17th, and Tartan Day, celebrated by any of Scottish descent on April the 6th. The most famous of all, of course, are the Irish immigrants, with the wearing of the green and celebrations of Irish culture and music, and the unique forms of Irish step dancing. We are told that the origins of Irish dancing rested with the Druids, who danced in religious rituals honouring their pagan gods long before the foundation of Christianity. Around 400 AD, after the conversion to Christianity, the new Christian priests adopted the pagan style of art in creating their beautiful manuscripts, and the peasants kept the pagan style of music and dance. The circle dances that we see today began after the Anglo-Norman conquest in the 12th century. The carol was a popular Norman dance where the leader sang and a circle of dancers replied with the same song. But one of the first mentions of Irish dance in the 16th century was in a letter written to Queen Elizabeth I in 1569, in which the dancers were described as being very beautiful and magnificently dressed. And at least two traditional Irish dances were introduced to the English court of Queen Elizabeth I. The Trenchmore, an adaptation of an old Irish peasant dance, and the Hay, a predecessor of the present-day reel. This Irish dancing was accompanied by the music of bagpipes and the harp. In the 18th century, the dancing master appeared in Ireland. He would wander from village to village to teach dance to peasants. Each dance master had his own district and never trespassed into another master's domain. When they met at fairs, they challenged each other to dancing competitions that ended only when one group was left standing. Each dance master had his own style, so several versions of the same dance would be found in different areas of Ireland. And over the centuries, Irish dances were modified into the jigs, reels, sets, half sets, and polkas performed today. Solo dancing, or step dancing, first appeared at the end of the 18th century. There are dancing competitions in all four Irish provinces, and winners qualify for the All-Ireland Championships. The international competitions are held in Dublin at Easter, and the dancers from other countries compete for the world title. The success of River Dance, Lord of the Dance, and the National Dance Company of Ireland's Rhythm of the Dance has placed Irish dance on the international stage. Apart from having world and Irish champion dancers, Rhythm of the Dance also has traditional musicians as well as singers. It's the combination of having the best of live performers intertwined with the latest technology that takes an audience on an exhilarating and exciting, energy-packed 2-hour time trip through the ages. We have the opportunity to enjoy this exciting performance when the global 25th anniversary tour of Rhythm of the Dance comes to our area, with one performance at the Community Arts Centre in Williamsport on Sunday, March the 10th. The show will begin at 7:30 p.m. The principal male dancer of Rhythm of the Dance is a Glaswegian Scot, Sean Downs. Sean won his first world championship at the age of 12 and has since won a further 6 world titles in Irish dance. He has been performing with Rhythm of the Dance for 5 years. I recently had the opportunity to speak via Zoom with Sean Downs about Rhythm of the Dance and what we can expect to experience on the Community Arts Centre stage.
Rhythm of the Dance, aye, so 25 years old now. This is a kind of anniversary tour, so it started in Ireland back in the summer, but it's evolved over the years, as has Irish dancing, obviously. So the show back in 1999 is very different to the show that we've got today. But yeah, high action, high energy, brilliant music, brilliant musicians, world-class dancers. Yeah, it's really enjoyable, a really enjoyable show. And I feel like the audience can tell that from us as well, you know. So yeah, really, really good show.
High energy, but a lot of people will immediately think of that other group, you know, Michael Flatley and that stuff.
Yeah, no, and people would be right to be fair, because it was the biggest show in the world and it brought Irish dancing to people's television sets and to the everyday person rather than the Irish community or the people with Irish backgrounds. So very similar, yes, but we're trying to take it into a new kind of direction or sophistication. And instead of everyone standing in a line with their arms down by the side, it's a lot more free. We still do have that. We still do have that traditional sense that people know. But yeah, other aspects of the show, we're just looking to bring it kind of into the modern day, you could say.
And I know you do both traditional, old style Irish dancing, Seán Nós, is that correct?
Seán Nós, yes.
You still do the very old style Seán Nós that people will know, the step dancing and the arms straight and the body still.
Yes. It's kind of exploring just different ways of doing Irish dancing. So instead of people only thinking that it's just arms down by the side, we want to try and incorporate a bit of a freer kind of motion and a bit more of an art form. But still holding that traditional of the step dancing with the arms down by the side, yes.
Well, that's important in folk traditions, isn't it? In folk performances, that you have both the old, but you don't just stick to the old, that it develops, because after all, that's what's happened to it over the centuries, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think if you look at maybe like tap dancing or other forms of dancing, they have progressed in other ways. Now, they still have those core fundamentals that tap dancing comes from, or ballet or whatever it may be. But I think just naturally, there's just a natural progression with things over time. When you've got loads of people, when you've got choreographers and different people's outlook on what Irish dancing should be, you're going to get that kind of natural progression. But like I said, it is good to have the traditional in there, because you can't do the new stuff without the old stuff, kind of, you know.
And that's a good way to introduce new stuff to people, if they have the old familiar, the bits that they love.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Kind of brings them in, and then they're experiencing something new on top of that as well. So yeah, best of both worlds.
But you have musicians on stage.
Yeah, so we've got four musicians that will be coming to America anyway, live. Yeah, they play live, and we will have an accordion player, so the button accordion. We'll have a whistle player, so from the tin whistle to the lower whistles. We'll have a fiddle player and a guitar player. We'll also have a bowron player as well, actually, which is kind of the old Celtic drum. So yeah, all live, and it's absolutely rocking. It's like an Irish rock and roll concert, really. Yeah, no, rocking it is.
When you come to this part of Pennsylvania, you're coming to a very Irish or Celtic rich part of the country because of the old traditions, the coal mining. In fact, Scranton, which is 70 miles away, I mean, it probably has more Irishmen in Scranton than there are in Ireland, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least on March 17th, there are more Irishmen in Scranton. You've got that understanding of that kind of genre, which is what makes it so incredibly popular. Now, my experience of this kind of folk idiom, people are really fascinated by it in the United States. And I think that as a genre, it sped up faster in the US than, in my experience, it sped up in its native countries.
Yeah, definitely. I think Scotland and Ireland have a rich history of it, maybe more Ireland than Scotland. And England as well does have very good, and Wales. But I think because so many people emigrated over to America, it's so many people's heritage, you know, grandparents, great-grandparents, whatever. They brought that with them, you know. And I feel like, especially Irish people, they're really passionate about their traditions and their own culture. And they feel really strongly about them. And they have no problem showing them or letting people in on them. So yeah, I think you'd be dead right saying that, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Seán, about how you got into dance, where you got into dance, how old you were, and how you ended up with Rhythm of the Dance.
So I started out when I was 8 years old. My mother was a dancing teacher, an Irish dancing teacher, so I was always around the class. I was always making chaos in the class, running around. Yeah, it started when I was 8 years old down in England, and then we moved up to Scotland. I competed for a while, managed to win a couple of world championships, and then kind of took a little break from it. It had been quite a lot, and then went back to the shows and joined Rhythm of the Dance about 5 years ago now. So I'd been doing a little bit of work before that, but joined the company 5 years ago. And yeah, it's been a great opportunity. I've been to amazing places, performed for amazing crowds. So yeah, it's been a real learning experience for me, absolutely. Opened my mind up to a lot more than just living in Scotland anyway. That's sort of a breakdown of my dancing career anyway, up until this point anyway.
But where do you go from here? I mean, you think you can get 20 years out of it, and then what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, that's the age-old question, to be honest with you. It's a real double-edged sword because I think growing up, it's sort of your whole life. When you're competing, it's 3 days a week, it's the weekends, it's the second weekend, it's the weekend after that. You're missing out on things. So it really is your whole life. And I've been dancing 20 years now. And the more I think about moving on, the more I think, well, I'll have to put 20 years of experience into something before I get to this sort of level. So it really is a double-edged sword. But I feel like maybe not doing big production shows. You're not really able to do that for another 20 years. But I don't see why something in a smaller setting that isn't quite as intense, maybe on the body or the legs, and it isn't running wild about a stage and jumping 6 feet high, it's a bit more manageable. You know, I feel like you still see tap dancers when they're 50 or ballet dancers when they're 50. Do you know, I think it's changing the kind of parameters of which you're dancing in rather than stopping dancing.
And sharing with the next generations.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, teaching. Yes. So my mum's got a little class here on the island, and sometimes I go and help out at the class. And yeah, it's good to see the kids pushing themselves and overcoming fears and anxieties and stepping on the stage for the first time. That's all. It's quite an exciting experience in itself.
Because a lot of this type of dance you learn from others, it is something that seems to be learned through the feet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more times you do something, it's like picking up the guitar, let's say, it becomes muscle memory, the repetition of doing things. And not necessarily being younger men teaching or older men, it's like kind of riding a bike. These people have been doing this their whole lives, you know, so it's quite natural to them. And I think that's, yeah, a big part of it is getting passed down from people that were dancing before and getting taught in class from the older dancers who then teach the younger dancers who then grow up and then they teach the younger dancers. So yeah, it's a constant cycle. Yeah.
Tell us about the program that you're going to be bringing into Williamsport. As a dancer, it's all choreographed for you. Do you have a say in how it's done?
So the program, like I said, it's a blend between old and new. You've got and I think just different styles. It's within Irish dancing. Not all the music is particularly Irish, let's say, whilst the majority of it is. There's a few numbers in there that aren't natural Irish tunes to be dancing to. With regards to having an opinion, yes, yeah, so that we'll have a choreographer who comes into the show. We'll rehearse for about 2 weeks, and the choreographer's names for this show is James Greenan, who took over in the summer. He's a fantastic dancer, fantastic dancing mind, and yeah, so he's not afraid of people saying, well, what about this little bit? But overall, it's sort of his vision that is coming on the stage. So yeah, an exciting show, moody at times. I feel like people might get lost, but at the same time, then you've got that energetic kind of side of it, and really just showcasing Irish dancing where it's at right now, do you know? So yeah, looking forward to
Well, it's got to be moody, otherwise it wouldn't be Celtic, right?
it. Yeah, exactly. Yes, we are quite a moody bunch.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about the program and or maybe some of the dancers?
All the dances are themselves great. Each number is its own thing, and it's trying to portray a different style, a different mood, a different atmosphere. Yeah, I just hope people enjoy it, really sit back and enjoy it. Yeah, I'll let the dancing and the music talk for itself, I think.
Sean Downes, principal dancer of Rhythm of the Dance. Rhythm of the Dance has included the Community Arts Centre in Williamsport as a stop on its 25th anniversary tour, featuring world-class musicians who play live on stage, vocalists, and world champion dancers. This performance will be Irish to its roots, from its roots, in Sean Noss, old-style Irish tradition, to modern styles of Irish dance. Rhythm of the Dance will be performing at the Community Arts Centre in Williamsport on Sunday, March the 10th. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit caclive.com or call the CAC box office at 570-326-2424. Many thanks to Sean Downs of Rhythm of the Dance.
And thanks to you, WVIA's Fiona Powell.